ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Queensland State MP Brittany Lauger says she was sexually assaulted after having her drink spiked on a night out. The alleged assault took place when the Assistant Minister for Health was out socialising in her own constituency of Yeppoon. Queensland Police have confirmed that they are investigating the allegation. The incident again puts the spotlight on violence against women a week after national protests and after a spate of gender-based killings. But how much is known about the links between drink spiking and sexual violence? Nicole Lee is an adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University and is also the CEO of an organisation called Hello Sunday Morning, which supports people change their alcohol usage. Professor Lee, welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally.
How prevalent is drink spiking? What do we know?
Look, as far as we know, it's fairly rare, but we actually don't know exactly how many people this affects each year because data isn't really collected in any systematic way. And often it's not actually reported when it does happen, mostly because it's too hard to identify a perpetrator. So there's nothing really for the police to investigate.
So in this particular case, Queensland MP Brittany Lauger said that other women have come forward since she spoke out about a drink spiking. What can be done to deal with drink spiking? What needs to happen?
Look, I think in the end it has to be at the drinking end because once you've had your drink spiked, it's very difficult to identify the perpetrator. It's very difficult to not know what's going on. I know this MP had a toxicology test, but those are often not really that useful because, first of all, most drink spiking is done with alcohol, and so all it will show you is that you've had a lot of alcohol. And most of the substances that are used don't leave your body very quickly, and so they often don't show up in those tests. So, I wouldn't like young women to be so worried about this issue because it is relatively rare that they are afraid to go out at night. But there are a few simple things that you can do just to help keep yourself safer that won't really interrupt your night. So obviously go to reputable bars where they're more likely to follow strict responsible service of alcohol guidelines. And if a bar looks a bit dodgy or you don't feel comfortable going in, don't go in. But once you're at a venue, you know, try and buy your own drinks. Don't take drinks from strangers. If you can, watch them being poured. So go up to the bar, watch them pour your drinks. If you keep your drink in your hand rather than leaving it unattended at a table, it's less likely anyone can slip anything in. And just generally be mindful of how you're feeling. If you feel unwell, get help straight away. If your drink in any way looks or tastes funny, like it's fizzy or it's foggy when it really shouldn't be, then don't drink it. So there's just a few little things that you can do. And just as a general safety precaution for everyone, really, it's not getting, making sure that you're not getting so drunk that you can't monitor on what's going on around you.
You were saying that often alcohol is used in drink spiking, but when people are using other substances, what are the kind of substances that turn up in drink spiking?
Yeah, so by far the most common is alcohol, but some of the other drugs that are commonly used are sedatives like Rohypnol's, kind of the most well-known one, but also people have reported GHB or ketamine. They tend to be less noticeable when they're put into food or drink because they're colourless and tasteless, so you might not realise that you've had something that you weren't intending to until you start feeling unwell. And they can also cause a bit of memory loss and confusion, but they do leave the body fairly quickly, so they're really hard to detect. So that's also why we don't have very good data.
And what sort of situations can that then end up for those who have had their drink spiked with extra alcohol or a substance? What kind of dangers can that then open up in terms of possible sexual assault?
Yeah, well, if you are too intoxicated for whatever reason, you may not be aware of things happening around you, and so that increases your level of risk. And these drugs act very, very quickly. Alcohol acts very quickly as well. And so if your drink's been spiked, you may not actually realise what's happening until you've passed out or you're too incoherent to do anything.
Mm. When a member of parliament comes out and says that she's also had this experience, what do you think it does to the conversation about issues like drink spiking when someone in that position has also experienced it?
Yeah, look, this is so often not reported for various reasons, and it's really important to have those conversations and for people to realise that it can happen. You do need to keep yourself safe. But on the flip side of that, also, it's relatively rare, and we don't want to kind of whip up a frenzy about something that's unlikely to happen and make women feel unsafe when they go out. But it is important to talk about this, especially if drink spiking has resulted in something terrible like a sexual assault. Most drink spiking is actually just pranking friends, but occasionally it does have these awful outcomes, and, you know, the outcomes are the things that we need to be talking about.
How much more vulnerable are really young people who might not have a lot of experience in what it feels like to be drunk, so they might not know the difference between getting very drunk and something else being introduced?
Yeah, that's possible. So if you're naive to drinking, you will get drunk quicker anyway, just on alcohol. You may not realise the difference between feeling a bit, you know, lightheaded from alcohol versus another drug until it's too late. So, I think one of the really important things is to just monitor, be mindful and monitor how you're feeling all the time, and make sure you're not feeling unwell, you're not drinking too much, so you're not so that you still have kind of control and visibility of what's around you.
A lot of that is actions and responsibility on the potential victims of this. What about the perpetrators? Do we know if much action has been taken against those who are drink spiking and them taking responsibility for their behaviour?
Yeah, look, this is the really difficult thing with this, and we absolutely don't want to blame the victim, and you can, you know, do a few things that will help keep you safe, but in the end it's not your fault, it's the fault of the perpetrator. The problem in this situation is often the perpetrator's not known, so they may have slipped something into a drink, and you're already passed out before you know who has done it. And as I said, some people get toxicology tests afterwards, but all it shows is that you've had another drug in your system, and there's no way to distinguish between whether you took that deliberately or whether you took that accidentally.
Professor Nicole Lee, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Sally.
That's Nicole Lee, adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.